咁咧就去到议程项目嘅第五项，就系、是、考虑咧依一个元朗嘅分区计划大江草图嘅申述嘅。
好，呢、這个大江图嘅申述咧，我有几个利益申报要报告嘅。咁大江图嘅修订咧，其中包括包括三個嘅12A 條嘅改劃啦，咁其中一個12A 條嘅申請嘅申請人咧，就係、是Giant Star International Limited， 咁佢係新世界嘅一間子公司嚟嘅。咁另外咧，申請人嘅其中一間顧問公司咧就係、是、AECOM， 咁因此以下委員咧係需要申報利益嘅。咁首先係Tony 同埋 Vincent 啦，咁佢目前同AECOM 有業務嘅往來啦。咁啊 ，Rocky 咧就係、是、新世界公司嘅其中一間附屬公司嘅僱員啦。咁啊 ，Ryan 咧佢嘅團結香港基金先前咧曾經獲得新世界嘅一啲嘅捐款啦。咁另外啊 ，Ricky 同樣咧佢工作嘅機構咧亦都係曾經接受過州大福慈善基金，即、就、係、是、新世界嘅有聯繫嘅公司啦嘅一啲嘅捐款嘅。咁我哋知悉咧啊 ，Tony 啦、Rocky 啦、Ryan 啦。Ricky 咧今日都未能出席呢一個會議去考慮呢個個案嘅。咁至於阿 Vincent 其實都應該離開咗會議啦。咁因此我哋都係記錄在案啦。唔該。
好，秘書處咧喺之前咧已經通知曬所有嘅申述人，邀請佢哋出席今日嘅會議啦。咁除咗 Miss Mary 之外啦，咁其他申述人咧都話唔會出席啊，或者冇回覆嘅。咁我哋就喺呢個基礎下邊咧舉行今日嗰個公聽會啦。咁一陣嗰個流程咧就係、是、先請規劃署嘅代表就住嗰個申述嘅內容咧去進行一個簡介啦，然後咧就到 Miss Mary 去作個口頭陳述啦，有十分鐘嘅時間嘅。咁完成咗個口頭陳述咧，我哋就會俾機會睇下委員有冇啲咩問題咧，係向規劃署嘅代表或者申述人去提問啦。咁完成嘅答問環節咧，咁大家離開會議場地之後咧，咁我哋就城區會嘅委員會舉行一個內部嘅討論啦，咁我哋都會適當嘅時候通知大家咧城規會個決定嘅。咁先將嘅時間交俾規劃處嘅代表。
多謝主席。各位午安。咁今日咧呢一個項目咧係就住元朗分區計劃大江草圖編號 SYL28收到嘅申述咧 R1至R57號咧作出考慮嘅。咁今次咧其實我哋大江圖咧喺圖面上嘅主要修訂項目咧有幾項啦，又分為 A、B 同埋 C 項。A 項同埋 B 項咧，其實佢哋咧都係呢三個項目咧，其實佢都係為咗反映一個小組委員會先前已經同意嘅第12A 條申請啦。A 項同埋 B 項兩個地點咧，其實都係位於元朗新市鎮嘅南邊啦，佢哋都係靠近呢個十八鄉路嘅。咁 A 項咧係涉及將一個地點咧由鄉村式發展地帶改劃為住宅甲類九地帶啦。咁 B 咧就係涉及將一個申請地點咧由政府機構或社區地帶咧改為住宅甲類十地帶。而 C 項咧就相對佢個地盤比較細嘅，佢係喺元朗市中心嗰度咧，涉及將一個地點咧由住宅甲類地帶改劃為住宅甲類十一地帶。咁除咗 A 到 C 項之外咧，我今次嘅草圖嘅修訂咧，亦都包括係對個注釋部分鄉村式發展地帶咧，去做一啲技術性嘅修訂。呢一個稍後咧，我會進一步講解嘅。咁其實頭先提到啦，我哋其實今次咧主要係反映三宗已經批准咗規劃申請啦。呢三宗申請咧，其實都係小組委員會喺2024年年底到2025年初咧去批准嘅。及後咧，小組委員會喺2025年六月嘅時候咧就同意修訂圖則啦。跟住咧喺七月嘅時候咧，我哋就按照城市規劃條例咧展示呢個圖則俾公眾去睇意見。咁喺兩個月嘅法定展示期裏面咧，其實我哋總共收到57個申述啦。咁當中 R1至R56咧，係都係由個別人士提出，表示支持修訂項目 C 嘅。而 R57咧就係由一位個別人士提出啦，佢係反對修訂項目 A、B 同埋 C 啦，亦都反對我哋就註釋做嘅一啲修訂嘅。咁稍後落嚟我就會分別重點講解下修訂內容啦、申述意見同埋規劃署嘅回應。咁詳細嘅內容咧，其實都可以參考我哋今次提供咗嘅文件。 首先是修订项目 A， 咁咧佢系位于十八乡路同埋大树下东路交界嘅一个擬議私人住宅发展。咁而家咧，我哋系喺个图面咧就将有关嘅地点就划为住宅甲类九嘅地带，同时咧定明咗一个最高嘅地积比住用地积比率咧系六倍啦，同埋建筑物高度咧就系唔超过120个 MPD。咁其实当时咧喺呢个小组委员会讨论呢一个个案嘅时候咧，考虑到呢个申请地点咧，其实佢现时咧系有一啲即系临时嘅露天停车场啦，同一整车同埋一啲垃圾收集站嘅用途咧，小组委员会系当时咧系就住如果呢一个申请佢先做东面嘅第一期嘅话咧，咁担心呢个第一期嘅发展咧，将来系会受到即系头先我提到嘅啲停车场啊，同埋整车嘅呢啲用途咧，系会做有一啲环境滋扰。咁所以咧，其实当时小组委员会咧就表示对呢一个情况有啲关注，所以就落咗一啲特别嘅要求咁。咁为咗满足小组委员会嘅嗰个要求咧，我哋今次喺改图嘅时候咧，规划处就纳入咗一个新嘅限制，就需要咧系将来嘅呢个项目申请人咧，需要系用16条嘅形式咧，去向城规会呈交个发展蓝图，同埋提交相关嘅技术要求，从而确保小组委员会嘅关注系可以获得妥善嘅处理嘅。咁而就住申述方面咧，申述人咧其實佢對呢個 A 項咧係表示咗唔同嘅意見啦。咁首先咧，其實佢認為咧，申請人當時咧佢就住個馬田村相關小型屋苑嘅供求情況咧，其實係可能低估咗。咁而減少咗呢個鄉村式發展嘅地帶咧，其實會引致呢鄉村式一啲小型屋苑嘅規劃申請咧，會喺周邊其他嘅地帶嗰度增加嘅。咁就住呢啲意見咧，其實我哋今次咧係落實先前小組委員會已經同意咗嘅第12条申請啦。咁而鄰近鄉村式發展嘅地帶裏面咧，其實根據我哋嘅推算咧，係有足夠嘅土地滿足馬田村現有嘅小型屋苑申請嘅。而相關嘅地盤裏面咧，而家係冇小型屋苑嘅申請嘅。咁我哋今次嘅發展咧，其實係能夠即係取替臨時嘅中地作業啦，係有效咁樣優化個土地資源嘅。咁而就住當時申請人提交嘅示意方案咧，申請人咧亦都認為咧個發展咧佢有即係好大嘅地方係用作個道路啊咁樣嗰啲啦，係會令到周邊嘅環境上升，亦都認為咧個高層住宅同周圍個低矮發展係唔協調，亦都即係對呢個發展淨係保留八棵樹木係即係有意見嘅。咁而就住呢一啲意見咧，其實當時申請人咧佢亦都做咗一系列嘅視覺影響評估噶啦。咁影響咧，其實大家可以呢度睇到啦。其實當時評估裏邊咧就認為呢啲係輕微至到中度負面嘅視覺影響。如果能夠落實一系列嘅措施，呢啲緩解措施啦，例如係即係將做一啲建築物後移啊，或者階梯式高度嘅設計咧，係可以有效咁樣緩解到，咁令到呢個擬議發展咧同周邊嘅環境咧係唔會唔協調嘅。咁就住呢方面咧，其實我哋都已經將相關嘅設計要求咧納入咗大綱圖嘅說明書啦。咁就住個樹木方面咧，係申請人當時咧佢係會保留八棵成齡嘅樹木啦，但另外咧其實佢亦都會按1:1嘅比例咧去補種翻40棵重標準嘅樹木嘅。咁而即係始終咧，我哋頭先提到啦，其實因為咧，我哋今次呢個住宅甲類九咧，佢嗰個規定咧，都係喺做任何嘅發展之前咧，都仲要向城規會提交呢個規劃申請。所以稍後咧，其實城規會係有機會咧，就住呢個詳細嘅發展方案咧，再去審視，去確保咧佢係即係個喺環境啊等等嘅其他方面咧，都係可接受嘅。咁而呢個申請人咧，亦都認為今次呢一個方案咧係冇提供一啲社區設施啦。咁就住呢一個意見咧，其實相關嘅政府部門咧，當時係對呢個規劃申請係冇意見嘅。而咁根據香港規劃標準與準則咧，其實元朗區議會地區裏面一啲以人口為基礎而闢設嘅社區設施咧，喺嗰個現有同埋已規劃嘅嗰個數字上面咧，大致上我哋都係能夠滿足到整體人口嘅需求。而就住一啲醫院床位、診所、健康中心同埋某一啲特定嘅社會福利設施咧，佢嗰個標準咧，其實係屬於一個長遠嘅目標，而且佢哋亦都係按較大嘅範圍或區域去做估算嘅。此外咧，其實喺好多嘅規劃嘅公營房屋裏邊咧，其實我哋都大約有5% 嘅住宅5% 嘅樓面面積係可以用做呢個社會福利設施之用啦。咁而確實呢個社會福利設施最尾個提供咧，都係會由翻相關嘅政策局同埋部門咧喺詳細設計嗰個階段咧去做一個詳細仔細嘅規劃同埋檢討嘅。 另外咧，新常人咧亦都認為當時申請處理呢個規劃申請嘅時候咧，小組委員會係有149份嘅反對意見咧，佢認為小組委員會當時係未充分考慮啦。咁亦都冇話明係即係到底同意咗呢一個申請嘅邊一部分，但係規劃署咧就已經着手去修訂個大綱圖啦。咁就住呢啲意見咧，其實當時咧喺處理呢個 12A 申請嘅時候咧，收到嘅意見咧主要係擔心呢個發展可能會帶嚟啲負面影響啦，係同環境個唔協調啦。亦都認為會立下不能先例，同埋認為應該將個土地保留為鄉村式發展嘅。就住呢方面，其實當時申請人已經提交咗一系列嘅技術評估，證明唔會對周邊個環境造成一啲重大嘅影響嘅。當時相關部門亦都冇反對嘅意見嘅。而其實在審議這個12A 條申請的時候，小組委員會普遍都認為在土地和發展密度上，當時申請的方案是可以接受的。不過就好像我剛才說的，他擔心有一些現有工業用途，即是那些泊車啊、整車的那些問題，所以他就同意在改劃的時候需要加上這個呈交發展藍圖和相關的規定。就著這個當時委員會討論的詳情，我們已經在文件的第十頁提供了相關會議記錄的連結給各位參考。以上這個就是有關項目 A 相關簡介，而項目 B 就涉及在十八鄉路和元朗體育路交界做一個擬議私人住宅發展，有關的地點現在是做一個臨時露天存放汽車整車，亦都同埋一個電動車嘅充電站。咁我哋而家圖面咧係將有關地點劃為住宅甲類十地帶啦。佢有一個總地積比率限制係 6.5 倍，而當中嘅住用地積比率咧係唔可以多過6倍嘅。最高建築物高度係25層啦。當中咧其實亦都有一個限制咧係需要提供不少於2495個平方米嘅政府機構或社區設施嘅樓面面積嘅。咁申請人咧，其實就住今次嗰、那個當時申請人提交個方案咧，佢個福利設施嗰度咧嘅提供嗰度咧係有一啲意見嘅。佢認為咧有關嘅即係社福設施啦，應該做一啲安老院舍同埋精神健康相關嘅護理設施，亦都認為有關地點咧，又或者可以考慮發展為學生宿舍或者做一啲私人資助嘅房屋嘅。咁咧，其實就住呢個就住回應方面咧，其實呢個項目 B 咧都係啦，我哋落實翻先前小組委員會已經同意嘅第12A 條申請啦。當時小組委員會其實佢同意將呢個地點由政府機構及社區用途改劃做住宅用途嘅時候咧，主要係考慮到原本先前呢個地點曾經係預留咗學校，但係稍後已經係唔需要啦。咁而發展密度咧，亦都同周邊嘅環境係唔係不亦都並非不協調啦，亦都冇一啲係不可克服嘅技術困難，而相關政府部門咧，亦都係冇負面意見嘅。咁而就住嗰啲社福設施嘅提供方面咧，申請人建議係闢設一啲幼兒中心同埋長者日間護理中心，咁但係就冇計劃將嗰個地點咧用作其他嘅呢 GIC 用途嘅。而就住即係將呢個地點發展做其他用途嘅嗰個建議方面咧，住宿機構同埋分層住宅咧，其實都係屬於呢一個地帶裏邊經常准許嘅用途。咁始終呢一個屬於一個私人土地啦，佢實際將來個用途係點樣樣咧，係會由相關嘅項目倡議人去決定嘅。而就住當時申請人提交的示意方案，申述人亦都表示，申請人當時他在這個方案裏面，他有一些內部的道路，而上面它是有一些平台式的設計，上面先再有一些樓，他認為這些叫多功能庭園的平台旨在提升地積比率，設計不理想，他也擔心他的住宅大廈是靠近大家，是會影響個通風的。就住這些意見，其實當時申請人在這個第 12A 條申請裡面 的提交的佈局，其實純粹屬於一些示意性質，他主要的目的是做一個方案出來去做技術評估，去確定他這個方案 的可接受性，他實際日後的設計是怎樣呢，仍然是需要經過詳細設計階段 去確定，亦都需要遵照相關的政府部門所有的規定的。咁而當時咧，相關政府部門咧對當時嘅示意方案都係冇一個負面意見嘅。而就住通風方面嘅關注咧，有關嘅地盤其實並非坐落喺元朗新市鎮嘅主要通風廊裏邊啦。咁我哋預計咧呢個發展係唔會對周邊嘅行人風環境咧造成重大嘅負面影響嘅。而此外咧，申述人咧亦都認為咧，當時小組委員會係未有充分處理喺第12A 條。當時收到的55份反對的公眾意見，亦都規劃署亦都未有解釋咧，點解今次的修訂項目咧係會修訂為住宅甲類10嘅。 咁就住呢啲意見咧，當時其實我哋喺第十二 A 條收到嘅規劃申請裏邊收到嘅負面意見咧，主要都係認為發展可能會有一啲負面影響啦，擔心同個環境嘅協調性啦，亦都對個社福設施個設計存疑嘅。咁就住呢方面咧，申請人當時都係提交咗一系列嘅技術評估啦，去證明咗咧發展係唔會對周邊咧造成一啲無法克服嘅影響。當時咧相關嘅政府部門咧亦都係冇負面意見嘅。而就住即係改劃為住宅甲類十嘅原因咧，頭先提到啦，因為我哋其實今次咧同一輪嘅改劃裏邊咧，其實已經有一個住宅甲類九嘅地帶，係佢嘅發展限制同而家係呢一個地帶係唔同嘅，所以嗰就用咗九啦。這個今次我哋就叫佢做住宅甲類十啦。咁頭先嗰啲就係有關 B 項嘅意見啦。咁而項目 C 嗰度咧就涉及一個喺鄰近元朗炮仗坊附近咧做一個擬議私人住宅同埋社福設施，咁佢係做安老院舍嘅發展嘅。有關嘅地點咧而家係圍封做地盤，這個地盤咧相對嚟講佢係比較細，只有780個平方米。佢而家圖面上面咧係做一個住宅甲類十一嘅地帶。咁呢度咧請委員留意，我哋今次咧就住呢一個地帶咧，其實我哋嗰個發展參數咧其實係分別定名咗住用咧係有一個3088個平方米啦，非住用咧。就是最大是1522個平方米，另外有一個非住用做安老院舍的最大樓面面積限制是4723個平方米，而有關的高度限制是30層，這個是跟先前的核准圖相比之下是沒有改變過的。咁今次呢一個項目師啦，其實我哋提到啦，有56名人士咧係表示支持嘅。佢主要支持嘅理由係認為呢個地點咧，佢係即係方便啦，接近元朗市中心。咁佢而家嘅方案咧係可以即係做到呢個一地多用嘅功效啦，亦都實際係回應到社會需要提供住宅同埋呢個安老院舍嘅需要嘅。咁佢亦都即係支持呢個申請，因為呢、這個申請咧已經。提交了一系列的緩解措施啊，咁樣去優化這個整體個方案，咁亦都認為佢因為技術上可行。咁就住呢意見咧，規劃署係表示係備悉啦。而另外就住個反對嗰個申述咧，咁其實就住個發展密度咧，申述人認為咧，小組委員會先前咧曾經係拒絕過呢個地盤嘅同一個地盤嘅一宗規劃申請，係編號係 AYL319。當時呢一個第十六條嘅申請咧，其實佢嘅發展參數係同我哋而家呢一個改劃嘅參數咧，其實係一樣嘅。但係當時咧，我哋就拒絕咗個第十六條嘅申請啦。之後小組委員會咧就同意咗呢個十二 A 條。嘅申請，佢認為小組委員會嘅決定係前後不一致啦，而且亦都認為擬議發展參數大幅超出咗而家甲類住宅甲類地帶嘅規定。就住呢啲意見咧，其實第十六條同埋第十二 A 條咧申請係兩種唔同類型嘅規劃申請。就住十六條嘅申請咧，如果佢要求放寬一啲發展限制嘅程度係超越咗十六條可以處理嘅範圍咧，咁就需要用第十二 A 條申請去處理啦。咁但係無論係根據邊一條去提交嘅申請咧，城規會都會按照個別情況去考慮啦。咁今次我哋呢個改劃咧，其實都係為咗落實先前已經同意嘅第十二 A 條申請啦。其實當時咧小組委員會考慮嘅時候咧，係主要嘅考慮係包括咗社會福利署係支持。這個安老院舍的發展的。此外呢，當時的我們都認為發展密度和周邊環境並非不協調，亦都沒有一些不可以克服的技術困難，相關政府部門亦都沒有反對意見。而現時的草圖和先前核准圖相比，其實我們增加了的總樓面面積主要就是准許他們做那個社會福利設施，即是安老院舍而已。我們亦都維持了住宅甲類地帶的建築物高度30層的規定，所以是沒有放寬到那個建築物高度的限制的規定的。咁申請人咧，亦都就住個發展密度嘅咧，表示咧，先前呢個地點咧，其實係有一宗叫 AYL251 嘅申請，佢當時係做呢個商業發展，稍後就被撤回咗嘅。之後我哋已經提到嗰宗啦，即係第十六條申請嗰宗319咧，就係話做安老院舍。佢認為咧，呢個有關嘅申請人咧，其實佢目標咧係喺個住宅用地嗰度咧做一啲商業嘅用途。咁而家嘅改劃咧就唔能夠保證係會提供到一啲安老院舍啦，亦都認為今次因為呢個發展咧主要係做商業用途，而住宅咧。僅佔少部分，所以是不符合住宅甲類地帶規劃意向的。就住呢意見咧，我哋而家其實住宅甲類十一地帶個住息咧，其實已經定明咗有關用地咧，其實佢嗰個最大嘅住用。 非住用和用作安老院舍的总楼面面积，不同用途所定的最大总楼面面积是不能够互换的。简单来讲，即如果我们可以当是我们有三只杯，就装回这三个发展的参数，我们就不能够说我们现在不做安老院舍，跟着将相关的楼面面积摆下去做另外住用或非住用楼面面积那里的。咁而分层住宅啦、社会福利设施啦，同埋商店及服务行业咧，其实都系住宅甲类地带里边咧，经常准许嘅用途咧。喺今次嗰、个方案里边咧，其实住宅同埋安老院舍嘅总嘅部分咧，占总楼面面积大概85%啦。咁所以我哋都认为咧，其实佢大致都符合住宅甲类地带嘅规划意向嘅。而就住个设计方面咧，新上人认为咧，有关嘅即系。方案咧，其實佢有一個高達36米嘅平台，遠高於一般常見15米嘅啦，亦都即係擔心佢喺呢個設計咧喺通風同埋采光方面咧有啲負面嘅影響啊。咁就住呢件意見咧，其實當時咧申請人提交佢嗰個方案咧，其實都係屬於示意性質啦，唔具約束力。咁佢日後都係要用詳細設計階段咧去確定佢實際係會採取咩設計，當然亦都需要遵守翻相關政府部門嘅所有規定啦。咁今次咧，其實我哋係冇放寬到住宅甲類地帶30層嘅建築物高度限制，而有關嘅地點咧，亦都並非坐落喺元朗新市鎮嘅主要通風廊嘅範圍。咁將來就住嗰個通風同埋採光嗰度，當然佢亦都要係符合翻建築物條例裏邊相關嘅規定啦。而新上人咧，亦都表示呢一個新呢一個發展裏邊咧，其實佢冇提供一啲休憩空間啦。咁而當時申請人係聲稱佢會係做一啲街道美化嘅工程同埋垂直綠化咧，亦都唔能夠達到呢個提供休憩空間同埋綠化措施嘅目的嘅。咁就住呢啲意見咧，其實佢地盤咧，其實而家現時係冇直批嘅，因為佢現場係比較細啦，所以佢難以係進行一啲有規模嘅地面綠化嘅。但無論點都好咧，其實未來嘅發展咧，亦都係要符合相關嘅可持續建築指引裏邊中有關嘅綠化要求啦。而就住休憩空間嗰度咧，元朗區同埋元朗區嘅現有同埋已規劃嘅休憩用地咧，大致上咧都已經係足以應付規劃人口嘅要求噶啦。咁而就住嗰個安老院舍嗰度咧，新上人咧亦都認為呢一個發展裏邊咧，佢提供200個宿位嘅安老院舍咧，佢設有即係兩層去做一個輔助辦公同埋後勤設施咧，其實係冇理由嘅。咁亦都即係認為有一啲樓層佢個樓底高度過高啦。咁亦都認為咧，呢啲新建設嘅安老院舍咧，應該有一啲平台或天台花園嘅設計。咁就住呢啲意見咧，其實會福利處處長係表示相關嘅，佢支持相關嘅安老院舍發展啦。而其他政府部門咧，系对个规划申请咧，当时系冇意见，同埋系冇反对嘅意见嘅。而今次亦都系啦，个布局咧，其实亦都纯粹属于一个示意性质咧，主要系做技术评估嘅用途嘅。咁未来个安老院舍实际佢采取咩设计咧，必须要符合其他相关法例同埋守则啦，同埋社会福利处施加嘅发牌要求。咁以上就系有关思项嘅简介啦。咁除咗修订项目 A 至 C 外咧，其实今次大纲图咧亦都对个乡村式发展地带嘅注释咧做咗一啲技术性嘅修订，我哋亦都同时修订咗个说明书嘅。喺乡村式发展地带里边咧，其实我哋因应城规会2024年修订咗嘅法定图则注释总表释个 MSN 咧，就将政府垃圾收集站同埋公厕设施由注釋的第二欄改為第一欄用途，亦都喺注釋裏面咧，第二欄用途咧加入一個郊野學習同埋教育遊客中心。咁我哋都更新咗個說明書去反映最新嘅規劃情況啦。咁就住呢一啲技術性嘅修訂咧，新上人認為咧喺第一欄裏面加入個政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁用途，係影響咗公眾對呢個設施選址同埋設計嘅監管嘅。而喺第二欄裏面加入嗰個郊野學習教育同埋遊客中心咧，亦都有機會引致呢啲新界豁免管制屋宇嘅政策係被濫用啦。咁就住呢啲意見咧，其實我哋嘅回應就係、我哋今次嘅修訂咧，其實係跟翻城規會最新頒布嘅注釋總表啦。其實我哋希望精簡個流程。咁喺發展呢啲政府垃圾收集站或者公厕设施的时候，相关政府部门其实一定是会咨询相关的持份者，例如当区居民、区议会等等。而就着那个加入在第二栏里面加入个郊野学习教育用途那里，其实我们都是配合近年乡郊旅游日益普遍的趋势，始终是需要有关的发展是需要提交一个第16条的申请，所以我们认为是有机制让小组委员会去确保这些发展是不会对周边造成一些重大的滋扰的。咁基於以上嘅簡介同埋基於緊提到嘅簡介啦，咁規劃署咧係建議城規會咧備悉 R1 至 R56 對修訂項目 C 的支持意見，而規劃署是不支持 R57 的申述，我們認為是不應該順應申述而修訂大綱圖的，請委員考慮，多謝。
好，那接著我們去個申述環節了。 Miss Mary, over to you, please.
Hi, good afternoon. I hope you had time for lunch. Now, I was going to boycott these meetings because three for the price of one. Too much. It's not just a personal issue. I think it's too much detail for the board, for the members, to...take on, especially as the Quintong one is such a complicated plan, and it encourages the expedition or the, you know, pushing things to finish to be on time so that we can accommodate everything. I'm not in favor of this. There can be there is a meeting every 2 weeks. Some weeks no OZP are discussed.So I don't see why they should be all crammed into the one day. I would much prefer, and I think members of the community would be a more maybe relaxed, less stressful, and more time to look into the issues. Now, strong objections to, well, to all of them actually, but here we go, Site A. Striking issue is the incredible amount of space devoted to asphalt.50% of the site is devoted to roads, or the artfully described decorative paving. No wonder the temperatures are soaring in the new territory with so much concrete covering the land. Visual impact quite shocking as the high towers overwhelm the low-rise district. In exchange for almost 3,000 square metres of government land, zero community facilities are to be provided. Even the tiny social welfare centre featured on the original application was subsequently dropped.Now, the response of this was, in this regard, concerned government departments had no objection to nor adverse comment on the proposed development. Now, this is an astonishing admission when every policy address contains pledges to address the shortfalls. And here we go again. Now, of particular interest here is the fact that there's quite a lot of plan provision that is in...doubt after Winnie, Secretary for Housing, said that the government would be cutting, or the Housing Authority would be cutting back on the development of community facilities in the public housing estates in order to expedite completion of the projects. You guys must bear this in mind. The 5% is not guaranteed, okay? So we have childcare. Here we go. Minus 62.Community care, minus 54. Elderly, 383 and 29%. Safe rehabilitation, 25% down. Residential care, 57. And the mental wellness, 50%. Okay.Actually, the provision for that should be increased, as there's obviously a great need for such services. Now, I was concerned about the trees, but they're going to be compensated, so that box is ticked. Now, during the statutory publication period, there were the 159 public comments, of which 149 were objecting. Adverse comments...Now, these were related to what I would consider to be, you know, substantial concerns. Adverse traffic, environment, visual landscape, impacts arising from the proposed development, incompatibility with the surrounding developments, setting an undesirable precedent, and that the V-zone should be retained for the building of small houses. Now, it is clearfrom the minutes that the objections were not adequately addressed. Unfortunately, none of these objectors have taken part in the current exercise But this is probably because they know that the only plans that are modified are those that could generate a judicial review from interested parties with deep pockets. In other words, the community has given up. Now, I have a note here about Lawrence Chan, Assistant Director Regional, saying the inclusion of government land in land exchanges would generally be assessed on some established criteria, including whether the land was acceptable of reasonable separate alienation or development, and this is the bit, whether the land had any foreseeable public uses. Now, given the extensive government land involved, whether the concerned criteria could be fulfilled was in doubt, said the learned gentleman. Now, this was not addressed in the responses, so perhaps if any member is interested, they could pick up on that and ask for an explanation. Now, after deliberation, the committee decided to agree to the application, but they had... Now, members had concerns about the interface. Now, have these concerns been allayed by the measures introduced? Also, could the members confirm this? Now, item B. I asked for an explanation of R9 and R10. I mean, I'm not a planning expert. Is this a numbers game? Does it mean that the first one is called R1 and the second one is R2 and the third one is R3? And that you've taken out 9 and given the number to somebody else? Or does it have other implications? Does it mean some conditions or regulations? Perhaps the DPO later could give us a rundown on that. Maybe somebody else has got the same, is not as clear about it as I am. Is it just a numbering exercise or does it actually mean something? Because on some plans, there are loads of residential A and they have no numbers whatsoever. So, I mean... Like I say, we're not experts, so some guidance on this would be welcome. Now, zoning of is GIC. The site includes around 750 square metre government land, but the only community facility mentioned are two small daycare centres. Now, the original GIC may have been intended for a school that is no longer required with the changes in demographics and societal aspirations. There are alternative community facilities that needed to be added urgently, like the increased provision of reach to accommodate the growing number of elderly who have nobody to care for them and the urgent need for facilities to handle the significant increase in mental health issues. There is also urgent need to develop additional residential facilities to accommodate the increase in university student numbers. Instead, the administration is resorting to manipulation of the planning process to fill the gap. This will come up in item C. Moreover, as NWD has approval to build what is described as assisted housing close by, the concept could be extended to include this site. Again, the government departments have avoided addressing the actual needs in the community that could be addressed via the GIC zoning while still allowing the landowner to generate revenue. Remember, if they do provide these hostels and that, they're not giving them away for nothing. People are paying rent on that. And in some, I noticed that there's a large block in Chung Sa Wan that they weren't able to sell that's been converted to student housing, to 600 student housing. So obviously there's revenue to be generated. It's not a zero game on that. The multifunctional courtyard that effectively bridges over what appears to be a public road, providing access to a number of operations. This is to facilitate the inclusion of additional land to accommodate the PR by extending the footprint of the site. Now, it's bad enough that more footbridges are enclosing the roads in the urban areas, but it is just totally unacceptable that already in these new development districts, we are covering the roads up just to facilitate the developers. Now, ventilation is blocked by the podium extension, 11.15 MPD, between the two towers, despite the fact that this is a wind corridor. And I don't know, is the gap big enough now that we've had this dreadful fire and, 15 metres doesn't even seem to be enough. That got more departmental brush-offs. Again, we had 55 objecting from the Rural Committee, Owners Committee, etc., the District Council even, village representative, and their objections were related again to traffic, environment, visual, air, ventilation, incompatibility, design of the social welfare facilities, and the former GIC zone should be retained for provision of other community facilities. Again, we have the response that indicates that no public comment is considered to be substantial or adverse. All concerns are brushed aside with the much abused phrase, no insurmountable impact. Now, no insurmountable impact may be on the height and what have you, but how this relates to provision of community services escapes me. Now, we come to item C. Now, what gets me about this is the about turn the board made in a matter of 4 months. So they rejected it originally on November 2024, when it was when the PR went from 1.98 to 8.1, the PR from 5.94 to 11.97, considered excessive, cannot be regarded as minor. Approving the application will undermine the PR control of the residential Group A zone, and the cumulative impact of which will overstrain the capacity of the existing and planned infrastructure in the area. So in the space of a mere 4 months, the above decision was ditched and the same plan approved. This is because of yet another tricky manoeuvre that makes a mockery of the process. This development greatly exceeds the permitted PR and site coverage for a Group A site. The PR is double that of the other two items and the prevailing domestic PR of 6 for Ewan Long. The original application for a commercial building was withdrawn. Application 310 was a manoeuvre to gain commercial PR on a residential site, while fully supporting the development of Rish, even though the supporting seemed to infer that I didn't. I do support it. What I do not support is that these services being manipulated for the benefit of the developer. Now, in addition, the members did not discuss the various issues with the development. Now, the planning intention of RES Group A, primarily for high-density residential development, commercial use always permitted on the lower three floors. Now, the podium. Look at that for a podium. I mean, is that a monster? Now, the podium is traditionally 15 metres high, but this building would effectively have a podium of 36 metres. Note also there's zero open space. I mentioned that. I know it's in the middle of the city, but there should be something like somewhere or another, a little garden. There's not even any open space provided for the residential units, which is normal in all the most recent applications I've seen. Now, the setback is proposed, but this does not provide the required open space as this is a public pavement and ingress to the parking and unloading bays. Streetscape improvement is welcome, but cannot substitute the OS requirement for the building. Greenwash walls do not tick the box. And after the fire down in Causeway Bay, when the artificial green went on fire, actually This green wall thing is a bit dodgy. If Heysen cannot produce natural green walls, then these tricky developers definitely won't. The streetscape landscaping is irrelevant because the land involved does not belong to the applicant. Moreover, there's no guarantee that a reach would eventually be provided. The intention could be in due course to come up with some excuse to convert these floors to office space. Approval of this application sets a most undesirable precedent of encouraging similar plans that would effectively impact ventilation and penetration of natural light to residential buildings, and not to mention the penetration of light to the Riche. Members should check carefully this schematic section, which is what I've got here. Now, why for such a Riche of less than 200 beds would 5 floors only be devoted to dormitories, but 2 floors to office and BOH? So here we are, big chunk of it. Why do these have this extra height? Why do you need 4.5 for the office? This is not a commercial building. It's supposed to be a Riche, which makes the plan even more dodgy. So why do these floors? Now, this was not answered, sidestepped in the response. They came up with some blurb that had absolutely nothing to do with my question. Perhaps a member would like to follow up on that one. Clearly, the plan is to maximise GFA for an eventual diverse use to that of Rheis. The images indicate that there's no genuine intention to provide Rheis. Check the windows in the images. Director of SWD had picked up on this, as Rheis must have natural ventilation. It is members' duty to question whether the Rheis has been included in order to gain brownie points for the PR of 12 that also exceeds the permitted commercial PR for Yuen Long of 9.5. As for greening, a carpet on the part of the facade is not genuine provision. These are often artificial and fire hazards, as well as the recent fire at Heysen revealed. Sorry, repeating myself. Don't get mad at me. Why have government departments not questioned the complete lack of open space to serve both the Rheis and the residential units? Locking people up in dormitories with no provision of exposure to natural light should no longer be acceptable, because this has got no open space and it's on this massive podium. Going forward, these homes should have a terrace or a rooftop, particularly as some residents have difficulty getting out. What was acceptable in the past can no longer be permitted. Members failed in their duty to look into matters. In this case, the layout and its impact and the res AA zoning is not compatible with the limitations of the zoning. And I drew attention that the development, in essence, is like a commercial building in Chimsa Choi, AK1271, about the same size, in which they're going to have flats, hotel rooms, office, shops and services, eating place, and that has a PR of 12 and a height of 110. So why that commercial and this one residential? Expediency on the part of the administration in getting the private sector to provide the community facilities that it neglected for a decade, 2008 to 2018, when Rheis was stripped from the Hong Kong planning standards and guidelines, cannot be permitted as justification for abandoning all the prevailing guidelines. Now, the responses are an example of obfuscation. I couldn't really follow a lot of it. Could a member please request an explanation in layman terms on why a development that exceeds the parameters of both residential and C zoning and with a podium far in excess of that allowed for residential zoning can be allowed? Probably the bed space, and that has something to do with this 12,000 square metres concession that you get for establishing a Rheis. But that doesn't have to be they can have a bigger area. All they need to do is, as it says here in this March 2025, all they need, they can have extra space, extra beds, just to make a planning application. In this case, this wasn't even needed because it was going to OZP anyway, so they could have bumped the number of beds and pay the land premium on the extra space. And they're going to be making money from it anyway. But do they have to have everything for free? Now, the members should reject the OZP. The need for more private units is a ship that has now sailed. Hong Kong is effectively facing a glut of private flats. What is required is more affordable housing and the retention of GIC sites to fulfil their function to serve the community. And refuse collection, of course I object, because it deprives the members of the community of having any say in the matter in the layout, and if it's they don't like the plan or if it could be improved. I mean, here at the community, the voice of the community is completely stripped out of any decision. Field study, object again. Planning intentions to provide family homes. Proposed amendments encourage the already rampant abuse of the small house policy that has resulted in most of the recent developments being actually units for sale to outsiders. Thank you.
好，睇下有冇委员有咩提问。系，Sandy。
唔该，主席，我谂今次呢个 application 好简单，不过我都想问下 GIC 嗰度， 專員，我見過 GIC table 嗰度咧都有好多係負數嘅地方。雖然今次我哋其中一個嘅 amendment item 裏邊咧都係有提供一啲 GIC 嘅 facilities 啊，但係專員可唔可以同我哋講下咧？其實當我哋睇一個睇一個大綱圖嘅時候咧，究竟係先以有項目為先，然後再睇放一啲乜嘢嘅 GIC facility 落去啊？因為睇翻個地區需要啲乜嘢 GIC 嘅 facility， 然後就因應有唔同嘅 development 就要插落去咧嚇，跟住就仲要係呢啲嘅 GIC facility， 因為佢有唔同嘅形式啦嚇，佢可能係老人中心，有啲可能係 LCHE， 有啲可能係 childcare facilities。當個 community 有唔同嘅需求嘅時候，點樣去取得一個適合嘅平衡咧嚇？唔該。
係就住 GIC facilities 嗰度咧，其實兩個 approach 都係有用緊嘅。一般嚟講，我哋本身咧其實最主要咧喺做規劃嘅時候咧，我哋都係睇個人口嗰個數目啦，跟住基於個人口數目咧，就係睇翻我哋香港規劃標準與準則啦，同埋相關政策局同部門嘅需要去規劃一啲GIC facilities 嘅。咁其實喺而家呢個情況之下咧，其實咧本身咧呢三個項目咧，其實有兩個項目裡面咧，本身嗰、那個項目嘅倡議人咧，本身咧都建議咗一啲 GIC facility 喺裏面，包括咗項目 B 啦，佢會建議做一個幼兒中心啦，同埋一個長者日間嘅護理中心啦，同埋項目 C 咧都會做一個安老院舍嘅。咁其實喺個成個整體嗰個GIC facilities， 尤其是一啲社會福利設施嗰個規劃嗰度咧，我哋其實喺個規劃標準與準則咧都講到清楚，有一啲咧其實係啲比較長遠嘅目標啦，希望我哋可以達到啦。咁其實喺依個階段咧，其實我哋都係逐步希望係進朝住呢個方向去做。咁我哋每一次收到呢啲申請咧，我哋亦都會諮詢翻社會福利處啦。其實就睇下佢哋本身有冇一個需要係擺一啲政府或者資助嘅社會福利設施擺喺裏面咧，如果冇嘅話，佢亦都會對一啲譬如私人，譬如喺項目 B 同項目 C 呢啲私人嘅社會福利設施嘅建議咧，亦都有冇一啲負面意見嘅。其實佢喺呢兩個項目裏面咧 ，B 嗰度咧社會福利處咧係冇一個佢係冇意見咧。但係冇一個負面意見嘅，對於呢一個項目倡議人提出嗰兩個設施，而項目 C 裏面咧，社會福利處實際上係支持呢個安老院舍嘅用途嘅。好，唔該。
好，其他委員長，報先。
多謝主席。申訴人咧提到有一點咧，就係關於個 minute 嗰度嘅，咁就關於嗰個換地嗰樣嘢咁啊。我想個專員咧，即係解釋一下咧。即係喺而家我哋即係 A 個改動嗰度咧，我哋要求佢有一個 layout plan 啦。呢樣嘢咧喺嗰個發展嘅過程裏邊咧，我哋點樣可以即係話影響咗，或者會唔會有啲影響咗關於換地方面嘅安排嘅咧？咁樣可唔可以解釋一下俾我哋聽咧？唔該，多謝。
其實就住規劃同埋地政咧，係兩個唔同嘅制度嚟嘅。我哋一講咧係個土地用途方面，建議去改劃去變成呢個住宅甲類地帶啦。咁亦都係有個相關嘅要求，要求呢個項目倡議人係要到時咧係要提交翻一個發展藍圖啦，同埋一啲相關嘅技術評估啦，去證明佢本身嗰個發展咧係冇一啲無可克服嘅影響嘅。咁但係去到地政嗰方面咧，其實當然我哋喺收到第時佢哋入嗰個 Section 16嗰個申請嘅時候，我哋都會傳譯翻俾地政處去俾翻個意見啦。咁其實喺上一次我哋做12A嗰陣時咧，其實地政處咧都冇一個特別嘅負面意見嘅，就算係就住喺個換地方面，只不過係話佢指出裏面係有一啲政府土地嘅，但係將來咧實際上去到佢哋收到嗰個土地或者叫土地或者 land exchange 嗰個申請嘅時候咧，佢哋先會用翻佢哋本身一啲嘅考慮或者啲 criteria 去處理嘅。
好，仲有冇委員有提問？好，冇嘅話咧就多謝曬規劃處嘅代表同埋Miss Mary出席我哋嘅公聽會啦。Miss Mary。Before you leave, can I respond to an issue you raised with us during the morning session? you before lunch you mentioned you have difficulty in downloading the files from our town planning board portal. Members have discussed among ourselves, and we have also had an update from the secretariat as to what they have been doing and what they can do more. Our understanding is it seems there may be a capacity issue with your computer, or the hi-fi speed in your house is not fast enough. Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe can I explain first before you chip in? Because actually planning department colleagues have tried to check whether the problem rests with our system. They have tried with their home computers. They have tried with different computers within the departments, and they find no problem in downloading the files from the portal. Planning department colleagues have also tried to offer assistance to you. As we understand, just 2 weeks ago, a senior town planner, the planning department colleague Catherine, had a sit-down session with you on a one-on-one basis to go over with you step by step as to how you can reduce the file, the size of the file, so that you can read it on your computer more easily. If you think it's helpful, our colleague can have another session with you to, so that they can do the demonstrations with you with a computer in front of both of you, so that you can see how to download the file and then save it in your drive of your home computer, so that you can read it more easily. Alternatively, we also have hard copy. You can come to our office so that you can read it using the hard copy if that is easier for you.
Unacceptable. How do people know that they're supposed to go through all these motions? This is a public consultation. Joe Public, even the old granny, should be able to just turn on their home computer and access the documents. It's a public consultation, okay? We shouldn't have to resort to learning how to do things and all that. We're talking about Joe Public. We're not talking about people with technical ability. And I do not believe what you said about that there's no difficulty in downloading, because I work for a firm that has, you know, over 500 employees, with over a dozen people working on the IT section. And on the computer, the office computer, I still can, I get to a certain point, maybe 50 pages, 60 pages, it collapses. Even if it gets to the end, it doesn't allow printing, PDF printing or ordinary printing. So I'm just talking about what a normal person in the community has to face. We should have, like we had before, access to the documents. Also, a single file that the last one I looked at, 1,598 pages long. Sorry, this is unacceptable. Where do I know where to go on the 1,598 pages? There's no directory. So I have to scroll through the whole lot, flick, 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 flick. My already bad eyesight is destroyed by this. Before, it used to be that you would get the notes and you would get the traffic assessment and the visual assessment and the trees and everything separate, so that you knew that you could go and say, trees, I'm interested in trees, I can do the trees, okay? Can't do that anymore. I mean, the time spent on this, only a person of my grit and determination would spend all this time. the ordinary, of course, this is why nobody's taking part in, one of the reasons why nobody's taking part in this anymore. And as for saying to go to town planning board, how many hours are there in their day? We have to go to work. Someone has to pay the rent. We can't be trotting up to the town planning board every second day. And then you're talking about all these pages, and then you have to pay to have them printed out and what have you. Okay? This is not acceptable. We're supposed... This is Hong Kong, you know, IT capital. We're spending all this money on technology. And we can't even... The members of the public can't even access the papers on a government website for what is a public consultation. Sorry, I do not accept your explanation. And if the members agree to that, then shame on you, because you're not representing the public. You're supposed to represent the voice of the public and to help the public from the... You know, the lowest of law, that anybody in the community can turn on their computer, go to Town Planning Board website, click on, and then have access to the documents. And if it's a temporary thing because of this newfangled whatever the government is doing with the cloud and what have you, okay, I'm fine with that. But in the interim period, then an alternative method of accessing the documents should be provided, like maybe a temporary website where... They're posted in segments so that we can go there and we can pick the trees and we can, you know, the visual and what have you and look at it. But as things are, sorry, I'm quite sure that if it was to go to a judicial review, it's hard to tell these days, of course, because we know what the judges are like. But in the normal course of events, a judicial review would win, that the access to the community is not acceptable. Thank you.
Okay, your points are noted, but I'm afraid I have not much to add. But we are trying to help. If our offer is still there, maybe our colleagues can get in touch with you again to see what more we can do. As I just mentioned, we can have another meeting with you and have a computer in front of us and to show you how to do it step by step. Yeah.
So do you intend to do that with every one of the 7 million people who live in Hong Kong who have a right to access to the papers? No. Sorry, not acceptable.
Okay. I have not much more to say. Yeah. OK， 我諗我哋大家離開咗之後，我哋就進行一個內部討論啦。